Today's GeoQuiz deals with intelligence gathering and sophisticated warfare. Anyone up for a game of Hnefatafl? Hnefatafl is a game that dates back to the age of the Vikings. It involves using stones and marbles to simulate combat, and it's still played today. There's an island in northern Scotland where the best modern Hnefatafl players gather to compete each year. It's one of the Shetland Islands, located right where the Atlantic and North Sea meet. So while you run for your atlas to find the Shetland Islands, let's turn to a game expert to find out more about the game itself. Chris Wheaton teaches intelligence studies at Mercyhurst University in Pennsylvania. Chris, you blogged about this ancient Viking game. You say it's a game that every intelligence professional should play. Why is that?
Well, it has a whole bunch of interesting features to it. So the first one is it's an asymmetric game. And when we think about conflict, certainly post-Cold War conflict, it's often described as asymmetric, where you're looking at a force like the United States force against a force like the Taliban, which is fundamentally different in structure and organization from the way the U.S. Has been organized.
So it's not like chess or checkers, where the same number of guys on one side, same number on the other, and they go at each other.
That is correct. One side has only 13 pieces, and the other side has 24. It's also different in terms of geography. One side is in the center, the side with the 13 pieces in the center, and the 24 pieces are surrounded on the outside. So essentially, one player is surrounded and cut off.
Well, that's ridiculous. I mean, the outcome is already determined, isn't it?
But actually, in my experience, and certainly in the experience of a number of other people who played this game, and it's not widely played, but of those who have played it, the player in the center, the player who's surrounded and cut off, actually has the advantage.
Is the goal then for that person in the center, the king, just to stay alive?
Yeah, to escape.
To escape, basically. Okay.
In order to win the game, you really have to put yourself in the other person's shoes. And that is the fundamental problem of this post-Cold War environment in terms of terrorists and others. That ability to put yourself actively in other person's shoes is critical to success. And that's the only way to win this game. You can't win this game playing as if they have the same objectives and goals and resources that you do. You simply can't do that. So I think that's just powerful as a teaching tool.
The concepts of warfare remain from hundreds of years ago, even if the weapons have changed.
Oh, yes, correct. I mean, the strategy of the central position, interior, exterior lines of communications, I was in the Army for 20 years. I learned those now, but those have been around people have talked about them since Hannibal.
So you played this a few times. Can you suggest a good opening move?
I hate to give my trade secrets away, but the best thing to do if you're a beginner is always to take the surrounded and cut off forces. Because the other guy will almost certainly believe that he's going to be able to win because he outnumbers you and surrounds you.
I don't know. I just watched Karate Kid 3 last night, and it seemed like slow and steady was the way to go.
Well, not in this game. You want to move fast. You want to move aggressive. And I think the idea that we're surrounded, we're cut off, we're outnumbered 2-1, but don't worry, we're going to win this fight. That's a pretty powerful message to send, and it gives you a morale boost.
When Vikings did go to battle, were they usually outnumbered?
Most Viking engagements were small, and they were associated with their raids, right? Either coming in or loaded down with loot, trying to get back to their ships, and attacked by, angry villagers who had regrouped and now had an ability to arm themselves or attack them as they were going back to their boat. In some sense, this game, to me at least, represents a worst-case scenario for the Vikings, which is, surrounded, cut off, outnumbered 2-1, and we have to get back to our boats. That's speculation on my part. Perhaps I'm seeing more into it than I should, but that seems to be what simulation, if you want to call it a simulation, that's what it's simulating.
Chris Wheaton teaches at the Institute for Intelligence Studies at Mercyhurst University. By the way, Chris, can you tell us where they play this game, Hnefatafl, for the World Championship?
Fetlar, Scotland, which I don't know if you've seen it on the map, but it's a fairly remote island at the very top of Scotland. They've been holding them there for 3 or 4 years now.
And Fetlar, Scotland is the answer to today's GeoQuiz. Chris, thank you.
It was wonderful talking to you.